a beautiful morning. It's getting to be that time of the year when we get those warmer afternoon temperatures and cooler nights. Yeah, although it's been rather cool across a big part of the Midwest here recently, and we're going to stay that way for just a little while longer. Temperatures at the top of this hour running 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. Some of those upper Midwestern locations really haven't been a great deal warmer than this for the last couple of days. The temperatures yesterday afternoon were in the upper 50s and 60s across the region from Minnesota to Michigan. Everybody else was in the 70s to around 80 degrees yesterday. The warmest temperatures were in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt. Well, the temperatures are going to slowly warm up, especially in the western portions of the Corn Belt. I don't think this is going to happen real fast, so a gradual improving trend will occur. The crop development rate's been slowed down a little bit by this cooler bias condition, and the western portion of the Corn Belt will probably start seeing some faster development rates as we move forward through this next 4 or 5 days. Temperatures this afternoon will contrast from upper 70 and lower 80 degree readings in the western fringes of the Corn Belt to readings only in the 60s and 70s across the Great Lakes region and the eastern Midwest in general. We'll expect the temperatures to stay very similar to this tomorrow and even on Thursday. It won't be until sometime this weekend that we'll start seeing a more notable warming trend across the region. A ridge of high pressure is expected to build up across parts of the region, and we'll likely see that give us some temperatures in the 80s across a big part of the region. But this is probably going to be during the Sunday through Wednesday period next week. It'll take that long for us to get that warm. We'll expect some 90-degree temperatures to return to the western fringes of the Corn Belt as time moves along, because that's going to be a lot closer to the ridge axis as it sets up here later this weekend, especially into the weekend. Tropical Storm Erica formed yesterday in the central Atlantic Ocean, and it may be a long way away from North America, but some of the computer forecast model data suggesting the storm system will work its way towards the southeastern United States sometime early next week. If that does indeed take place, we'll see a couple of things happen. A ridge of high pressure will build up more strongly across parts of the Midwest, and that will further suppress rainfall, allowing a second week of minimal rains to occur across the lower and eastern parts of the region. We may also see temperatures get warmer and stay that way through a big part of the work week next week. The result will be net drying across the region, faster maturation rates, not only for the lower and eastern Midwest, but for portions of the Delta and the interior southeastern United States as well. It's a little early yet for us to be able to determine whether Erica will be turned into a significant tropical cyclone like a hurricane, although that is the direction that we think the storm system will eventually evolve. And it's also unclear where it will go officially. Landfall at the moment is a possibility, with quotation marks around that word, for Florida and or the Carolinas as we move forward into next week. But until then, we aren't going to know anything too more detailed yet. In the meantime, there's one rain event that will occur across the Midwest significantly coming up here later this week, Thursday into Saturday. We'll look for thunderstorms to come out of southeastern portions of South Dakota and eastern Nebraska over to Michigan. This will include much of Iowa and possibly reach northern Illinois and northern Indiana. Rain totals will run 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, with some localized amounts to 2 inches, although most of that heavier rain will be Iowa to Michigan. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.